I'm in the classic service station here, but I'm just wondering, where does McCullough's keep the bread?
That was the Sinn Féin MP for West Tyrone, Barry McIlduff, speaking in a social media post that caused outrage over the weekend. You'll have heard about it in your news outlets, including BBC Radio Ulster this morning. In that post, McIlduff has got a King's Mill loaf on his head. Now, the video was posted on his social media page minutes into the 5th of January, and that's just minutes into the 42nd anniversary of the slaughter of 10 Protestant workmen. Murders, police say, were carried out by members of the Provisional IRA. We want to hear what you think this morning. 030 30 80 55 55 on the phones, 81771 on the text. Now, that video remained online for 35 hours before the Sinn Féin MP removed it and tweeted an apology. We should also say as well that his party colleague, Marcin O'Muller, has also apologised for retweeting the original video, and Marcin has now retweeted Barry McIlduff's apology online. Now, Barry is due to meet with the party leadership later today. In his apology, he said that he had not realised or imagined for a second that any possible link between the product brand name and the King's Mill anniversary. Further, he said, "I apologise for any hurt or offence caused. Never my intention to offend anyone who has suffered grievously." And then in a later statement, he added, "I apologise unreservedly for the hurt and the pain that this post has caused." His apology, though, has not been greeted well by many. Let's speak to the TUV leader, Jim Allister, and the Alliance leader, Naomi Long. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Naomi, we'll start with yourself. Your reaction to what Barry did over the weekend. Some people are struggling just to understand where his head was.
Well, I mean, I have absolutely no idea what was going on in Barry's head when he posted the video. Absolutely none whatsoever. I mean, if it was, regardless of what it was about, it was a stupid and foolish thing to have done. But given the product name, given the date, and given the potential for hurt and offence, it became a most serious matter, and certainly not a laughing matter. And I guess that I have just found this whole episode profoundly depressing, because the people who suffered at King's Mill, those who lost their lives, and the one survivor of that absolute atrocity, you know, have been put through the mill all weekend on this, have been distressed and upset by it. And, I mean, what on earth was the purpose of the post?
Do you believe it was a coincidence, Naomi?
I find that very hard to believe. I mean, I'll be completely honest. I wish that I was in a position to say that, yes, I thought it was just a coincidence because no one would ever do that. But unfortunately, in our society, I have witnessed too often people gloat over the deaths of others. And so I can't say with confidence that this was just an inadvertent mistake, that it was just a coincidence. And I find it hard to believe, just given the context, that that's what it was. Despite the fact, and I mean, I acknowledge the fact that Barry has a history of ligging around on social media, so I don't discount that at all. I just find it hard to believe. And in some ways, regardless of whether this was intentional or whether it was this kind of coincidence, it has still caused huge pain and hurt. And I think that at some stage, you've got to just take responsibility for the fact that this has gone terribly wrong. I think Sinn Féin have acknowledged that today, and I think that that is also to be welcome. And I don't dismiss the fact that Barry has apologised and removed it, but I do wonder why it took so long. And I would, you know, I did ask him to explain his actions, because I find it hard to see what the punchline of an MP with a loaf of bread on his head could possibly be.
Yeah, I think, Jim, there's a lot of people asking that as well. If Barry has come out and apologised and said that was not his intention, then just what on earth was he trying to do, and what message or joke was he trying to portray on social media, standing there in a filling station with a loaf of bread on his head as an elected MP?
Well, I don't think it was a mere act of stupidity or buffoonery. I think it was a calculated mocking of one of the most horrendous terrorist incidents the IRA ever perpetrated, namely that of King's Mills. And I think his apology, in fact, compounds the situation, because it has all the appearances of being disingenuous when he says, "Oh, I didn't realise the connection with King's Mills. Oh, I didn't realise the connection with the date." This was was a calculated decision to use a King's Mills loaf, to post it as soon as the day of the anniversary arrived, and to then pretend that, oh, this was some terrible coincidence that had never dawned upon him, is just stretches credulity beyond breaking point. It's unbelievable.
He says, Jim, he had not realised or imagined for a second any possible link between the product brand name and the King's Mills anniversary.
Well, I do not accept that. Just, I suppose, as Sinn Féin, for years, maybe even yet to this day, denied that the IRA was involved in King's Mills. Let's remind the listeners. King's Mills occurred when the IRA was allegedly on ceasefire. For that convenience, they denied their involvement. They used some cover name of South Armagh Republican Action Force or some such thing, and Sinn Féin continued to deny the IRA's involvement in King's Mills. I think one of the questions now for Sinn Féin, if they are truly saying that they are rebuking Michael Duff, are they now going to abandon the pretense that King's Mills was not an IRA murder? Because no later than 2011, when the HET report confirmed that it was an IRA murder, Mitch McLaughlin, the then chairman of Sinn Féin, said that he continued to accept the Sinn Féin, the IRA denial that it was an IRA operation. Well, I have a question for the current Sinn Féin chairman. Does he, on behalf of Sinn Féin, continue to deny that the King's Mills massacre was an IRA operation? If we're going to have any pretense of truth, let's have complete truth.
Well, Jim, it's interesting because we haven't heard from the leader of Sinn Féin in the North, Michelle O'Neill. So where is she in all this? Where does she stand? Why has Michelle not, you know, many hours since this happened, why has she not come out and spoken publicly, given her view, her stance on Barry, what he said, and where he stands with the party and with her as leader at this point? Now, we did go to Sinn Féin and ask them to put someone up this morning, but as you can tell, they have not done so. We asked them a few questions as well. For example, what is Sinn Féin's response to the statement from the UUP leader, Robin Swan, in which he was very critical, obviously, as you can imagine, of Barry, suggesting that they were mocking the murders, critical of Barry and of Martin O'Meara in terms of the social media post. We also said, asked what was Sinn Féin's, Michelle O'Neill's position on Barry as an MP in light of the controversy. Does he have her full support? Were Sinn Féin or Barry McIlduff aware of claims before this post was made that victims and their representatives have been taunted with jokes about King's Mills bread in the past? We'll talk about that later on in more detail as well. And why did it take 35 hours for the post to be removed from Facebook? They have just sent us a response, still nobody to come on the programme. They say the party leadership will be meeting with Barry McIlduff today. Sinn Féin was not aware that victims were being subjected to abuse about King's Mill. There is no place in our society for such behaviour. And then this is the most interesting line. When Sinn Féin was made aware of the post on Saturday morning, we contacted Barry McIlduff and he removed the post from Twitter and Facebook simultaneously. So you could read from that that Barry wasn't aware in some way, however that's possible, that there was an issue with what he had posted, and until he was contacted by Sinn Féin, yet it still took 35 hours for that to be removed. 030 30 80 55 55. Let's go to Jim.
I must say, I just do not accept that Sinn Féin are so naive that they do not make the correlation between King's Mills, the most horrendous terrorist incident of many, and the King's Mills bread posted on the head of a Sinn Féin MP on the very day of that commemoration, the 42nd anniversary. Only a fool would believe that they didn't understand.
Okay, Naomi Long, at this point, given you're a party leader yourself, would you have expected more of a response specifically from Michelle O'Neill, the leader of Sinn Féin in the North, at this point?
Well, I mean, there are two ways of looking at this. I mean, the first is, I mean, and it would be my view that the party should have spoken out much more quickly. I think that the silence over the weekend in many ways has compounded the hurt. I do understand the difficulty if you're a party leader and there is a due process to go through within your party, that it can be very difficult for you to prejudge the outcome of that process.
But surely people will look to you as a leader, leader of the Alliance Party, surely you would be desperate to come out and say, well, look, as leader of this party, this is where I stand, this is what I think. That's surely the whole point of being the leader.
Well, what I was going to say was, I can understand the fact that if you like, as leader, the responsibility for taking any action on this rests with you. You don't want to prejudge the outcome, but equally, I think people expect you to be able to take a position, and therefore I think, for example, if you listen to what Declan Kearney said this morning, he was happy to say that it was unacceptable, that it was inexcusable. I mean, it would have been perhaps better to have heard those words coming from the leader of the party, and that would have made it, I think, perhaps reinforced it better. I think the fact that there was a silent period over the weekend, I think, actually kind of made it look like Sinn Féin weren't sure what to do next. And that's how it looked from outside. And it should have been pretty clear.
Let's just have a listen.
The hurt that had been caused, that was not the way to handle it.
Just as you mentioned it there, Naomi, in terms of Declan Kearney, the Nationals chairperson for Sinn Féin, on Good Morning Ulster this morning. And this is what he had to say when asked if Barney McIlduff would lose his job.
I would like to express my own and Sinn Féin's very deep, sincere regret for the very understandable offence that has been caused as a result of this tweet. What's happened is absolutely irresponsible. Barry McIlduff has already made an unreserved apology, and that was the correct thing to do in these circumstances. But the reality is that huge offence has been caused, and I and Sinn Féin strongly disapprove of what has happened.
So should he stand down?
What has happened is absolutely inexcusable and indefensible, and the party is taking this matter very seriously indeed. So for that reason, the party leadership in the North will be meeting with him later today to discuss the very serious fallout from this situation.
The Sinn Féin did decline to come onto this programme, so too did the DUP. Let's go to some calls at this point. John in Belfast. Go ahead, John.
Morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
What's the biggest day? When my daughter first showed me this clip on Saturday, I was a wee bit disgusted with it, you know, and I couldn't find any reasoning for it, right? And I thought, you know, said to daughter, you know, that's an idiot, that guy is, I mean, he should resign. But I've sat over this last weekend and I've thought about it, right? And I'm sure a lot of people, you know, can relate to this. I think what he was doing was, it's like the guy who has his glasses perched on top of his head and he's asking anybody, does anybody see my glasses about when they're perched on his head? I think that's what he would do. I think that was the pun of the joke, you know.
You think, because a lot of people maybe would agree with you, but some people as well, John, think, well, he was walking through this shop, he decided to maybe make a joke, as you've suggested, about, you know, my glasses, or have you seen the milk, have you seen whatever.
Yes.
Out of every product in that shop, he went for bread, and out of every every brand of bread, he went for King's Mill, and it just happened to be into the anniversary of one of the most horrific massacres in Northern Ireland's history.
And, you know, that is a question that Barry McIlduff will have to answer himself, but I think, you know, in the shop I go into now,
do you think he has answered it sufficiently, John?
I think he has, yes. I think he has given a fulsome apology and he's offered to meet the family. And I think it should be left up to Barry McIlduff and the family to sort this out. I think all these politicians that are coming on here, Trent, are basically just treating the dead as a reason for, say, political point scoring here. You know,
but the family members, though, of that, we're going to hear from one in a moment or two, would very much say they're not trying to political point score.
I'm not thinking.
I know you're not saying that, but I guess if you look away from the politicians and look at the family members that are saying this is deeply hurtful, we are very upset about that. You could almost say, well, don't worry, don't think about what the politicians are saying. Look at what the victims and the victim and the victim's families are saying.
Yes,
and
let's
judge the hurt on that.
Yeah, but you know, that would, as I say, if the families were prepared to meet Barry McIlduff, maybe he could set them down again and say, you know, look, this is a genuine mistake. I certainly was not aware of the date.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
You know,
well, thank you.
When I go into a shop, and the shop I go into, Kingsmill bread is a very popular bread. It's about 3, maybe 4 shelf loads, and it's all Kingsmill bread.
I get your point, John, but do you think it's very coincidental? It's a lot of things have fallen into place there for that to happen.
I do think it was coincidental. You know, it was just, I don't think he was aware of the significance of the date, and I think that's what's happened here.
Okay.
I think it's a genuine mistake.
All right, John, thank you. You might think the same at home this morning, 030-30-80-55-55. Has Barry gone far enough? What do you think should be the outcome with that meeting he has with Sinn Féin today? Should he, as we've heard people say, fall on his sword, or is his apology to date, is that sufficient? Jim Allister, when we hear people, and we hear Barry, of course, saying that he is willing to meet with the victims' families, do you think is that something that they should take up that opportunity?
No, I think a very appropriate response was made to that by Mr. Black, sole survivor of King's Mills, who I think probably used the best possible word to describe what Michael Duff did when he said it was depraved. And I think that sums it up. To have apologists such as your last caller coming on and trying to explain this away, it only adds insult to the injury already caused. This was a calculated mocking of the incident of King's Mills. No coincidence involved in choosing King's Mills bread, no coincidence in the date of publication, all highly calculated, showing and demonstrating yet again how disrespectful Sinn Féin are of IRA victims, and showing...
Well, they would, of course, deny that.
...are all their pretenses about believing in equality and respect for all.
Okay.
This was the real Sinn Féin on show, on video, and it's there for all time. And it's only now, of course, that the matter has mushroomed to the point that there's been reaction right across, even into the United States. The Sinn Féin is suddenly deciding they have to do something about this.
Okay.
Be interesting to see what they will do.
All right, I just want to go back to Naomi.
This is the same Sinn Féin, of course, which deliberately named a play park in Newry after a man found with the rifle from King's Mills. So I think they have much form on slighting and mocking the victims.
Okay, Naomi Long, when it comes to this invitation from Barry to meet with the victims, some people might make the argument that when it comes to understanding the hurt that's been felt on both sides, dealing with the past, maybe being directly face to face with someone that, whether Mr. Black himself or one of the other family member victims, you know, maybe that will go away a step towards trying to increase that understanding, where in future something like this would just seem completely unconceivable, just horrendous, even the thought of it.
Well, I don't think it's for me to tell the victims of King's Mills whether or not they should meet with Barry McAlduff.
No, of course. I guess what I'm trying to say is that understanding we maybe need to have more up between each other.
Well, I think it is right that Barry apologised, and at the end of the day, there's no point to saying that someone has done something wrong, demanding an apology, and then when they apologise, saying that we're going to ignore their apology. As far as I'm concerned, I welcome the fact they apologise, but the victims are under no obligation to accept that apology. It's right that he does it, but they're not under an obligation to accept it. Neither are they under any obligation to meet with Barry, and I respect their judgment as to whether or not they wish to do that. What I do think is, and I think this is a more general point, doesn't only relate to what Barry has done, because it's not an isolated incident in Northern Ireland politics. I think we all need to be more sensitive to the fact that regardless of the victims, regardless of who it is that died, when someone dies, they leave behind a grieving family. And when people mock or take any kind of pleasure in the death of an individual, they compound the hurt and pain that is caused to the family. And I think it would do well for everyone, not just political leaders, not just elected representatives, but for everyone in our society to consider what it is like to be the relative of someone who died in the Troubles.
Yeah.
And to see that being mocked or jeered or cheered or celebrated in any kind of way, and to reflect on the pain that causes those relatives, regardless of how you view the victims. I think people need to be a lot more thoughtful in terms of how you view the families and the pain that they go through.
Okay, final question, Naomi.
Clear to me, listening to them this morning, that they're profoundly hurt by what has happened.
Just in terms of, if Barry McAlduff, Sinn Féin MP, if he happened to be under your control, so if he was in your party, would you now expect him to fall on his sword?
It's not about falling on his sword.
No, but it's a lot about how we perceive things here is always very important, and the reaction and the consequence of what people do, especially our political representatives. Do you think that he should resign? Should he still be in his post after this meeting today?
From my perspective, I said that I wanted an explanation as to what the purpose, if there was a purpose to the post, was meant to be. He said it was misconstrued. What was it meant to be? He's failed to present that, and in those circumstances, I think until he provides an alternative logical explanation, then I think we can only reach the conclusion that he knew what he was doing, and that he has to take responsibility for that. And no, he would not still be an elected representative for a while.
OK, Naomi Long, thank you very much. Let's go back to the phones. Ian in Armagh. Good morning, Ian.
Good morning, Vinny.
Go ahead.
Having worked in the victim sector for a number of years, I'm aware that this is a long-standing joke among Republican circles. Michael Duff could only be aware of the offence that this has caused. On Friday, I stood with the victims, and their actions are in stark contrast. The dignity of what they've shown on Friday is in stark contrast to that by Michael Duff. I can assure you that there has been much hurt caused by this. If Sinn Féin are serious about a shared future and the promotion of equality, here's their chance to take action and ensure that Michael Duff stands down.
You mentioned, Ian, that this is a crass joke, something that has been long-standing in terms of victims being exposed to this kind of joking and taunting in the past. Speaking at a memorial service on Friday before Brian McElduff's Facebook and social media post, the victims campaigner Willie Fraser made these comments.
You should listen to some of the phone calls I get. And one of the great ones I use lately is even the wife, I think the first one was to the wife, where a boy rung up, said he was doing breakfast and he'd run out of bread. He was short 10 slices of bread. And the wife just didn't catch on quick enough. She actually thought of somebody who was genuine. And he says, it has to be King's Mills bread. Now, this is one of the favourite ones the minute ringing me. Ask me for King's Mills bread, 10 slices, so they could toast them.
It's almost unbelievable that anyone would find that amusing in any way. King's Mills, a specific brand of bread, 10 slices, toasting them, obviously 10 slices, 10 victims. It just seems so horrific, and I didn't lose anyone in that massacre, and even for me as your normal punter, it's just hard to understand why anyone would find that in any way humorous in any circumstances, Ian.
The problem with that, Vinny, is Barry has the reputation of being the class clown. No, but here he's went too far.
He might have a reputation, some would say, of being a clown, but when it comes to the fact he is an elected MP, regardless of what party, that's surely the responsibility on your shoulders when you take up a post like that is one that you know the difference between a joke being a joke and a joke going too far.
Our offices are based here in Market Hill, County Armagh, and I can tell you now on a daily basis we receive abuse, threats, intimidation from the Republican community, and you know, on a daily basis we get jokes about King's Mills, you know, because, you know, for some reason the Republican circle seem to find it funny.
Okay, Ian, thank you. Alan and Carrickfergus. Alan, go ahead.
Morning, Vinny.
Good morning.
Yeah, I don't really know why anybody's surprised at this, because for years Barry McElduff and people like him have been glorifying the people who carried out these acts. So it's not a big leap to start belittling and insulting the victims. But it's two sides of the same coin. And it's no use for Declan Kearney to come on and say it's indefensible. You know, people find it indefensible that they name play parks after Raymond McCreech and they glorify murderers. It's the exact same thing.
Well, Barry McElduff has provoked outrage amongst victims of the Kingsmill massacre in the past. In 2015, he wrote a blog describing IRA man Raymond McCreech, who we've heard mentioned many times on this programme alone, as a hero and a martyr, saying he was more deserving of a Nobel Peace Prize than many of the past recipients.
Yeah, Barry McElduff has previous to, you know, he thinks he's clever the way he puts his post, you know, leaving them with a double meaning. He had one recently where he called police officers going about their business as animals.
In what context?
You know, he posted a picture of police officers at a road checkpoint. You know, they were stopping cars.
Yes, this is near the gap at Carrickmoor.
Yeah, and he said beware of animals on the road.
Now, you could. I know what you're saying in terms of the double meaning.
He'll argue that people can take that either way. But you know, it happens too often, and sooner or later, it's not. You know, you have to realise that there is only one thing he means behind these. And Sinn Féin, obviously, have spoken to him, and for Declan Kearney to say what he said, I think it's obvious now that they realise he knew exactly what he was doing. Otherwise, they would have defended him. They've always defended people.
Well, it's interesting, Alan, we have not heard from their leader in Northern Ireland, Michelle O'Neill. She has not spoken out publicly to say where she stands on this. Maybe that will happen after... after Sinn Féin meet with Barry Mickleduff today.
Yep,
and one question for them, does Sinn Féin accept Barry Mickleduff's statement that it was a coincidence? Do they accept that, and would they admit to to anyone else if they didn't? And another question is, why did Marcin O'Muilleur retweet that?
Well, only he can answer that, but they don't accept the statement because Barry Mickleduff didn't use the words indefensible. But Declan Kearney did. Barry Mickleduff tried to pass it off as a joke. Declan Kearney's not trying to pass it off as a joke. So therefore, Declan Kearney sees it as more serious than Barry Mickleduff did. So obviously there's a difference in opinion between Barry Mickleduff and his leaders.
Well, it'll be interesting to hear what happens after the meeting today. Alan, thank you. George in Kalabaki. Good morning, George.
Good morning, Vinny. I think we have now hit the bottom of the barrel insofar as the comment coming from Barry Mickleduff. This is a party representative talks much about respect. And I think that Jim Allister has articulated the feelings of a greater number of people in Northern Ireland. And also, I'm very mindful that last week we had Gregory Campbell saying that the DUP would be getting into talks with this self-same party regarding restoring government in Northern Ireland. I would just say, is this the type of party that anyone could do business with?
Well, is it fair, George, to tar the entire party, or should we be focusing this on Barry Mickleduff and what he has done and said?
The fact of the matter is that since this incident happened, we have not heard a word from the leader of Sinn Féin, nor have we heard a word from Gerry Adams, who is always at the front line to speak and make comments on matters.
Well, we did ask them to come on the programme this morning, George, and we are still waiting. It doesn't look like that's going to happen. Nobody available, apparently.
That tells you an awful lot. And as far as I'm concerned, by this time tomorrow, if Barry Mickleduff is still a Member of Parliament and starts to run, that will tell the people of Northern Ireland again what they already know, that
okay,
this party is not fit for government in any shape or form.
George,
and Jim Allister was right.
George, thank you. We did just, you know, I read it out to you earlier on, we did put a specific question to Sinn Féin in terms of the position of Michelle O'Neill. What did she have to say? And they sidestepped that in their response to this programme.